Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mother Days. I'm Teresa Palmer.
And I'm Sarah Wright Olson. Hi, Daisy.
Hey, Daisies. I'm really hoping people aren't watching this today because I spent the entire morning cleaning up cleaning up shit all day long. Woo! Human shit. Dog shit. So I haven't put on any makeup. So I hope that you are not on YouTube looking at me right now because I look like a feral.
You're insane.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco. Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
How are you, Sarah?
Hi, guys. Hi, Daisies. I'm good. I'm feeling really good. I'm very I don't know why I'm talking about how I'm feeling, but my mood has been very good. A lot of sleep. I have to say that lately when I'm going to bed at night, getting in bed and going to sleep, I'm actually smiling as I get into bed and I'm like,
oh,
am I loving sleep a little too much? Like, I'm so excited to close my eyes and get warm in the bed.
I love it. It's the best feeling. Like when you put everyone to sleep and you're like,
is this an age thing?
Where it's like an old lady thing.
Why am I enjoying sleep so, like, I just really want it. And then in the morning when I wake up, I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed.
I know, me too. But I do have to get out of bed because now I have 1,000 dogs and it's not, look, we don't have 1,000 dogs, but it feels like we have 1,000 dogs because we've taken our dogs back. I mean, here's the story, peeps, basically. I've had these dogs. Okay, so one of these dogs.
The laughter is pre-gaming.
This is just so my life. Everyone listening knows that I have the craziest stories. The weirdest shit happens to me. Like the most outlandish things happens to me. Anyway, it's very typical Teresa. So in my old abusive relationship with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh my God.
I was trying to save our relationship at the time before I realized what a complete douche stain he was. But
oh my God, that lingo.
I just made that up, douche stain.
I liked it. It was good.
Thank you so much. My God. Anyway, I adopted a puppy with him. But not really with him. I just kind of got it and was like, this is our dog now, you know, trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
Anyway, this dog, Coda, I've had her since 2012. So she's 12. She's a pit lab. And 100% deaf. I just can't hear anything. Full gray face.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. She is such a cutie. But, and she was always like a big swimmer. So she would just take herself off to the swimming pool and do laps on her own. Like you'd hear splashing and you'd look out the window and she was just doing laps in the pool. So she's this, been this really fun dog that we've loved for so many years. And then like in her later years, she got a little bit more protective of the family, a little bit dog aggressive, and just kind of started being a bit mean. And not to any of us, but just to other dogs, like just being like a moody gal. Anyway, so we had, I sort of talked about this at some point in the, on the podcast. I had this horrendous experience. I like It was awful. I had this horrendous, if anyone's watching, you can see I've got this like gnarly scar on my elbow from it. I was pregnant with Prairie and me and Bodie were walking my dog Kato, who is a German Shepherd, and my dog Coda. This was obviously 2.5 years ago, a little bit over. And we had been hiking with him up to the Hollywood sign every single day. It was like my way that I was staying fit during my pregnancy.
Yeah, I remember that.
And me and Bodie were just like having these vibes where him and I would just take the dogs out and it was our little thing to do with each other. Anyway, knowing that Coda's terrible with other dogs, we have this protocol when we pass other dogs that we stop and we like sit down with her and wrap our arms around her and then we feed her cheese. Be like, good girl, for not like attacking dogs. Anyway, so we had just started the walk and I was just reminding Bodie, hey, dude, can you keep the leash a little bit shorter? Just when we're popping around the corner. And then literally didn't even get the sentence out. And I just see him fly around the corner, like just being pulled so fast. And I had like my German Shepherd attached to the double pram that I was pushing. Anyway, it was a freaking disaster. So Coda bit this small dog and like just locked jaw on this small dog. We were walking up a hill. I ran to go and get the dog off of this tiny little shih tzu, but then I let go of the pram, which I had Forrest and Poet, which started to like roll down the hill. But then my German Shepherd saved the day because he was attached to the pram. So he flew forward. But then because he did it with such momentum, both kids fell out of the stroller.
Oh my God.
Poet was like not grazed at all. Forrest had a gash on his knee and I am screaming. I'm 25 weeks. I'm screaming, punching my dog, doing all the things to try and get her off. And then I'd finally get her off. And then Kato, my German Shepherd's like, oh, I guess I'll just join in. Like he's like such a dum-dum. He's like really not the sharpest tool in the shed. And he was like, is this what I'm meant to be doing? Is this kind of it? And I'm like, no, stop. So I'd pull one off and then the other. And I was so exhausted. The poor owner was on the ground screaming and I was screaming for help. And it was just this awful, awful, horrible situation. But I knew I could not let this little dog die. So I was doing anything and I ended up breaking my finger. I had a huge hole in my elbow.
I forgot that you broke your finger.
Yeah, I broke my little finger. It's never been the same. I mean, it's like bent off to the side. It's so ugly. It looks like, I don't even know. It looks like just like an old lady finger.
I think mine naturally are bent. Look, my pinky. Do you see how this one is turned to the side?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah,
oh.
It turns. It's either naturally like that or I broke it as a kid. I don't know.
Oh my God. Well, it's just sort of, and my nails all deformed now. Anyway, whatever. So of course I did the thing that like they say never to do, like get in the middle of a dog fight, but I could not let this poor little dog go through this. And I was like, this is my fault. And Mark wouldn't walk with us that morning. And of course, I'm like, only I had just been like, okay, I can't actually handle 3 kids, 2 dogs, being pregnant. It was such an awful experience. Anyway, I finally got the dog off and like neighbors came to the rescue, but they actually thought it was a lot worse because they saw this upturned pram like under a parked car. So they thought that, you know, my kids had been hit by a car.
Exactly. Oh my God.
So, you know, and I have to say, there were some people that just drove slowly by, like rubbernecking it, just like looking at what was going on. And I'm like pleading at them for help. No one helped. Thank God someone just All they had to do was just grab the leash and pull my dog off. And like someone finally did that who wasn't afraid of dogs. And it was just, anyway, this awful experience. But the woman that it happened to, her dog, she was so beautiful about it. We paid for the vet bills. It was like $11,000 in vet bills.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I like paid for her to have like PTSD therapy. We were going to go,
oh my God.
Like only in LA, by the way, like unpack the trauma together. She was like, should we go and unpack? And I was like, yes.
So one of the most frustrating things about buying kids' clothes is having them grow out of it within a week. And I always have really big babies. So I want to buy like something that they're going to last in for a really long time. And my kids do not like anything that's itchy or uncomfortable. So one of the brands that I love so much is Posh Peanut because their clothes are made from viscose from bamboo. They stretch with my kids as they grow. They're 4 times stretchier than cotton and they're made to last. Posh Peanut also makes thoughtfully crafted, beautiful and stylish clothing for kids and families designed in-house from beautiful florals to your favorite brands such as Hot Wheels, Disney, Hello Kitty and Barbie.
And Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents, including all of the mum influencers that I stalk on Instagram. And right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code MOTHERDAYS. Go to poshpeanut.com/MOTHERDAYS and use promo code MOTHERDAYS for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/MOTHERDAYS. Promo code MOTHERDAYS, MOTHERDAYS with a Z. There are so many stories about my parents' life that I truly never get tired of hearing. And since getting my dad Storyworth for his 75th birthday, my whole family's life has changed. These stories that we receive every week, they're heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting. They're so funny. And now I know that this is the perfect gift to also give my mom just in time for Mother's Day. Storyworth helps you preserve these precious memories and stories from your family's life for years to come. My kids love reading about their grandpa, and now I'm so excited to give them the gift of my own mom's stories for life. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the writing process such a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is just respond to the email with a story. It can be long or short. It really doesn't matter. And then you will be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. After that whole year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos in this beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/motherdays. That's storyworth.com/motherdays to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right. As you guys know, we are busy mums. We are dog mums, business mums, performance mums, school board mums. Life gets hectic. That's why we rely on our tried and tested go-tos to alleviate some of the chaos. NerdWallet helps you by maximizing your everyday spending, whether it's groceries for the week, drinks with friends, or a nice family meal.
Do you know how much cash back you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cash back on your groceries for the next 30 years. I mean, come on, guys. Think of all the cash back that you're going to get on those kombuchas, on those frozen pizzas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for.
With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? A silent meditation retreat in Peru, a sweat lodge in India, whatever it is. Make it happen with a Smarter Cashback credit card.
Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all credit cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
And she was so beautiful. And thank God it was like the woman up the road who like had this massive statue of Buddha in her front yard. And I was like, thank God it was a Buddha woman.
And
like,
thank God she's so zen.
Her dog didn't die. Her dog is fine, still alive. Anyway, so after that point, we were moving. We decided to move house like very quickly after that. But we were like, okay, right, I think our dogs are going to have to get euthanized. Like someone in the neighborhood is going to be like, they have to get euthanized. So we were like, I ended up having all these meetings with these dog behavioral specialists. And they talked to me about with pit bulls in general, like what happens the older they get, and they got protective and she would have been able to smell the pregnancy. And anyway, so I was like, okay, there goes my like days of walking dogs like this. So we ended up moving back to Australia and we put the dogs at a farm. So they've been living at a farm for 2 years and we've been paying for them to live at this farm and sending treats and we get little videos and photos and whatever. Anyway, the farm that they've been living at, the woman was like, hey, so Kato's legs, this is my German Shepherd, Kato's legs aren't great. Like they're like playing up a little bit. I was like, okay. So we were paying for medicine for him and he'd go to the vets and we'd pay for vet bills and whatever. And then eventually, like, as you know, all know, we've just relocated back. We're in our brand new house, which by the way, has no grass in it. It's all fake grass. Like the whole thing is fake grass. There's not like one like real
That's very LA.
There's not one real piece of grass. Anyway, I have had guilt for 2 years about like, the dogs are getting, and of course we're living in Australia, so whatever, but I'm like, the dogs are getting older and I just feel like, I know we have this house which doesn't have grass and, you know, but when we come back, I do want to try bringing them back and like reintegrating with them and like really being mindful to see how they are with the kids. And, you know, so we've had this like integration, like this transition over the last like few weeks with the kids. Anyway, the dogs could not be more lovable with the children, like unbelievably sweet and gentle and just like they're obsessed. Kato, our German Shepherd, Sarah was over the day we got them back. He gets out of this van and is dragging his back legs, like his completely legs, dragging them. Like, and the woman was like, oh, today's a bad day. I was like, okay, what does a good day look like? And she's like, well, you know, he can sometimes put a little bit of pressure on his legs. And I did not realize, and now since I've become like such an expert in this, so if anyone has any tips, let me know. But my dog has degenerative myelopathy, which is essentially Lou Gehrig's disease for dogs, or ALS. So it's this like horrible situation where the spinal cord just starts breaking down. And so like the messages from the brain don't reach the spinal cord. So the legs stop working and then it's eventually moves all the way up to the front legs and then they can't breathe and they can't eat and they die. And so most people have their sort of stage that they decide to euthanize their dog. And for us, like he's got so much life left in him. He's so beautiful. He loves the kids. He's so happy. So we ordered this wheelchair from Walk and Pets. And they've been incredible. They helped us like get the dog fitted for this wheelchair. But I'm telling you, Sarah, between and okay, one of the other things is he's incontinent. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. They lose the ability to know like when they're pooing, how to hold on. So his penis.
And they're embarrassed by it too.
They're embarrassed. So he's pissing, he pisses everywhere. Like really runny poo everywhere. And so now we've like brought these dogs back and Mark, who's like, I wouldn't say he's the biggest dog person.
He is not a dog person, Teresa.
He's been giving me so much shit for saying that to people, but I'm like, babe, I really would not describe you as a dog person. Like, I just right. wouldn't. He's right. like, wants them to be in their little area. Like, and so we've ended up having a compromise, but Kato is now in dog diapers because of the incontinence.
Oh.
Coda is in dog diapers because of the plastic grass. So we walk them. Okay. I walk them literally 5 times a day. I'm telling you, I walk them so often. And my life was already so busy and so full. And I just see these pitying looks from people around the neighborhood who know all about our, like, my, like, deaf, very old pit bull who, like, is going to kill your dog if you walk past us. And I'm always
Jesus.
Guys, we're coming through. We'll stay on the right side. You stay on the left. Like, I have to
that
walk.
That is so stressful.
It's so stressful. I have to walk her with a muzzle on. She can't walk without a muzzle because she is like the killer dog.
God.
And then the other one's a disabled dog, which is in a wheelchair, who's such a spaz nugget. This dog is like so excitable by the wheelchair, but keeps flipping the wheelchair. Like, we'll sort of bang into something and we'll start flipping. So you've got, it's really hard to walk them together because you've got one that you're going to be so on about aggression. And then the other one's just always trying to flip the wheelchair and kind of runs around you in circles and you get tangled up and then you get hit by the frame of the wheelchair. And it's just like, it's been kind of a disaster the last 2 weeks. But I've like, because this was my decision to bring them back and to like really show them the best last couple of years of their life, Mark's like, cool, so you get to take on more of the responsibility, which includes like hosing out diarrhea, poo. I mean, that's what I did for 2 hours this morning. I mean, I put on a true crime podcast, put my phone like in my tits and literally just like hose down diarrhea shit in the front yard. Like, hi guys, as like the neighbors walk past, like just doing my usual. Like, I'm always out the front hosing down these mats.
Oh my
like,
God.
It is so insane.
That's crazy.
But they're such beautiful dogs and the kids love them. The kids are so sweet with them and they throw them toys. Bodhi loves to feed them.
There's something like really special about, and honestly,
having pets,
they're probably like, so, I mean, part of me is like, maybe they want to be at the farm since now they're having to be walked and whatever. But you know what? Being with their family is like so special that they're able to be with you guys. And they obviously were like so excited to see
they're
you.
They're so
and
like, happy. Like they wag their tails and they're just like, and Kato, my German Shepherd, he's never been loved like this before.
Yeah.
I just like, I literally wipe his bum. I like do like warm wipes on his bum. I wipe the poo away. I pat him. I tell him it's okay when he does his big pisses all over me. I was like, it's all okay. Everything's going to be okay. Like, and I nurture him so much, like a mother, that he's so attached to me. Like, like when we walk on the road, because it's easier to walk him on the road in the wheelchair,
wait, these
he
are
has
twins.
To walk next to me. I mean, these are the twins.
These are your twins these right
are,
now.
These are the twins I've manifested, my boy-girl twins. They look a little different
a
than
little
what
dumpy,
I thought they were.
A little dumpy. Oh, my God.
But it's been pandemonium, I have to say. It's been crazy. But I feel like I just need the system. I've sort of figured out the
you
system.
Do. Yeah.
And Mark keeps changing their food. This is the problem. It's like,
oh, you can't do that.
You can't do that. He's had 5 different brands.
Why?
Since we've had them. Because I'll be like, we need dog food. He'll just go and get a random dog food
brand. No. Okay.
No.
Back to the logistics. Okay. You got to order it. You got to order one brand and it has to be a brand that's like really good for their older bodies, their older digestion. So like a, you know, great like protein or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you got to order it to be every like 4 weeks or whatever it is.
And so you do it online because I was just going to go to Towel Waggers because I said to Mark, he brought home
I think
like
Eric
pedigree.
Orders it from Chewy.com and we're not sponsored by them, but I'm pretty sure he orders
well, we
from
should
Chewy.
Try and get sponsorship. Hey, Chewy.com, are you listening to this episode?
This dog episode? They're going to be like, you guys are crazy. But yeah,
that,
no.
Oh, that's great. So you just
and
order
it's just
it.
And delivered.
And then you never run out of dog food because I think he's just doing it convenience. Like he just doesn't really know. And I'm like, you can't keep changing their food like this. And the last one he just got yesterday was like the jankiest brand.
You can't do that.
We need to have like a higher grade.
We can send you guys a whole, I mean, maybe you daisies like have ones that you love, but we've looked into so many different ones because we have a dog that has a lot of allergies. So she like, you don't want to like give a dog with a bunch of allergies, like grains and things like that. So she has to have a specific kind of dog food. But there's also like the farmer's dog, which is, I think it's called the farmer's dog, but that's like more of a, like it's like frozen and I think you like warm it up. And then there's like freeze dried. And then there's a bunch of different, so that you're not just giving them that like overly processed, like junky dog food. Cause it's so bad for their digestive system too.
And also I said to Mark, I had to clean up like sloppy ass diarrhea, and it's because of the food changes. So
yeah, you can't do that. I can't do that, Mark.
I know. Like, the fact that he has even let me bring these dogs home.
He's like, we're gonna cut this part out.
But I'll be like, he'll be like, excuse me, what?
Guys.
I realized like they need us. Like they need me. They need like this nurturing.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous to leave again because I'm like, who will bathe Kato the way I do? And when they're in a wheelchair, it's hard because they can't rest in a wheelchair because I have to be standing up at all times. Yeah. So I just kept thinking about the logistics of like, how often will they put him in the wheelchair? Like, or is he just always going to be dragging himself around?
Aww.
Or do I have to them like put him in there like every hour or two? I mean, it's so hard, but he's so not ready to lose his life. Yeah. I see the way he is with the kids and he's such a happy guy and he's always smiling and bouncy and playful. He doesn't seem old. So anyway, that has been, that has really taken up the last 2 weeks of my life. Like my days are so full and this has added a lot to it. So
That is a lot. My mom, actually, we always laugh about my mom because she's she has like so many pets
and she gives CPR to like lizards that have drowned in the pool.
Guys heard that. She's so cute. She's like, you know, she'll have like five dogs and then like a bearded dragon and, you know, like some neighborhood cat she's feeding. And like, it's just really, she's so cute and funny. But what's crazy is that I didn't really notice like her dog obsession until I was sort of like in high school. And there's some really cute similarities of like you guys, because not that you're obsessed with dogs, but just like how nurturing and lovely you are with animals. And it takes such a special person to like care for an animal when they're like suffering like that. And, you know, just like being able to like wipe their poo and not get grossed out and like all those things, you know. But I went to Japan when I was like 16 years old and I was there for like a few months, but as soon as I left, my mom got a dog to replace me. And I was like going there to, you know, work and I was doing my school online and then I was going to be back. But anyway, she got this miniature Doberman Pinscher. And she was telling me about it when I was gone. And I was like, wow, she really like replaced me with this dog. The moment I got home, the dog went directly upstairs to my bed and peed in the middle of my bed.
Oh my God.
And was like,
get out of here.
You don't belong here.
Yeah.
I was like so mad, but knew that that was me, knew that like, mm-mm. And so we had words, this dog and I, for a while. Cause then I opened my suitcase to like unpack my suitcase when I got back. And then she peed inside my suitcase.
Oh my God.
All over my stuff.
Oh no.
Yes. And she was like, her name was Jojo. She ended up living so long and so we ended up moving and living next to my grandmother, and my grandma had like dementia and Alzheimer's, and And so she like wouldn't remember that she had fed our dogs. Our dog would like go next door to her house and she'd be like, oh, do you want some bacon? And she'd like feed the dog bacon.
Oh my God. Oh
and
my
so
God.
She'd give the dog bacon and the dog got so like overweight from eating from my grandmother all the time. And then the dog developed diabetes.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, then she went blind, but she was like, you know,
and your mom,
this dog's like 100. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But when she went blind, animals are so fascinating, you guys. But like when she went blind, her eyelashes grew super long and they became her feelers. And so her eyelashes were like crazy, crazy long. And she would like kind of run them up against the side, the wall. And that's how she would know where she was. And then she became so funny and fun and amazing. Like I still to this day, think about that dog because she was her and I were like at each other's throats like constantly when I was a teenager. She was just like, oh, I messed with my stuff. She hated me. She was like, how dare. But she would like sleep in this little pile of blankets in front of our fireplace, but she went fully blind and she would like go and find her way to my grandmother's house, eat the bacon, come back from my grandmother's and then go back to her little like spot in front of the fireplace. And that was just like,
that was her thing.
They're so cute. So yeah, my mom, like, you know, she took in every stray when I was a child. She would pull in, like she'd put a dog in the car with us. It was a stray that had the mange on the side of the road. And I'd be like, oh, what is that creature? And she would be like, oh, it's, you know, it needs love.
It's beautiful. It just needs to be nurtured.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's just so cute.
One of my earliest, that's not true. It wasn't one of my earliest. It's just a memory that I have is when I was
15.
No, it was literally when I was 15.
I knew it.
I was like, but by the way, that's so me because I have the worst memory.
One of my earliest memories
from my childhood. But so my mom is like the biggest pushover in every way. Like anyone who knows my mom knows this about her. She's all the kids just like boss her around, like literally two-year-old Prairie owns my mom, just owns her, like, Nana, my bum need wiping.
Oh my God.
Me want snack. Nana, no go upstairs. Nana, like, it's so funny. My mom's like, yes, dear. She just says yes to everyone, including
mom. Don't let them talk to you like that.
I know. And she's just like, okay. So we had these dogs, which I would always palm my animals off onto my mom when I'd go to America. This is when I actually was just starting my career. So I had these like, so I wasn't even very young, you know, I was 18 or something. Anyway, so
earliest I had these memory.
Dogs. Yeah, earliest, my only memory. I had these dogs and my mom, again, such a pushover. She would even let the dogs boss her around. So I remember coming to her house and I was like introducing a boyfriend. Okay, I remember who it was. So I was introducing Topher Grace, who was one of my first boyfriends. We had come back to Semaphore to my mum's house and I was like, oh, you know, this is Topher and, you know, come to my childhood home. And like we walk in the door and the dogs are sitting on the blue couch, all three of them lined up with bowls on the couch of kangaroo mints, bloody kangaroo mints.
What is that? What's a kangaroo mint?
Like kangaroo mints. So the meat of kangaroos.
Oh,
so this kind of like bloody red stinky meat on our couch. And my dogs would pick up the meat, put it next to them on the couch, then pick it up from the couch and eat it. And my mom was like, hello, welcome to our house. And I was like, oh my God, mom. And she was like, well, they don't eat it any other way. They just want to stay watching the television. And I was like, these aren't husbands. Like, what are you doing? Like, it was so gross. I actually have photos. I have photos of the dogs all sitting on the couch, eating from their bowls on the couch.
How do you sterilize?
Oh my God.
Is it uncooked meat?
Like uncooked, like foul.
I feel
my dogs
unwell.
Would like,
I just, feel unwell.
You should feel unwell because it was freaking gross.
Oh my
and
God.
My mom, like the dog, my dog Chester, who was a border collie, would stockpile shits under my mom's bed. Would
stop it, Teresa.
Get under the bed. Get and shit under the bed. The house smelled so bad. Like our house smelled so
Teresa.
Bad. And we had carpet and they just piss in the carpet and it was just like it was just the craziest. From like 15 to like 21, these dogs just
what?
Like
it was Topher like, it's fine.
No, we laughed about it so much. Like we thought it was the funniest thing. I think we told that story 1,000 times to so many different people.
Oh my God.
And he was not the only boyfriend. Like over the years, like these dogs like lived for a long time and my mom still just kept doing it. And I was like, but it did, do you know what it did? Like it made me when
have
I
have a
moved
really
out,
good gut biome.
But I got really, I'm so sensitive about dog smells in the house. I hate,
yeah,
I'm now like so affected by dog
OCD about being clean.
Being clean. Like it really manifested itself into like being insane about like dog cleanliness and so, which is just so funny because Mark is like that, but 10 times worse than me because he's like that about the outdoors as well.
Yes.
Whereas I'm like, oh, it's outdoors. Like you can't smell it as bad. And he was just like, you can. He's like, my beautiful house. Like he's just so stressing about it. Anyway, that.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
All right, guys, we are a couple of tired mamas and all we do is crave a spa day and we deserve it. We always end up putting ourselves down the very bottom of our to-do list. We jump from one activity to the next and we're always meeting the needs of everyone else around us. I think it is time for a little self-pampering. This Mother's Day, make every day a spa day for all the moms in your life with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo. It's a value pack of two luxurious body care moisturizers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion, both featuring Osea's signature, uplifting, all-natural, citrusy scent.
I think the greatest and most thoughtful gifts are the gifts that you actually like love yourself, something that you use on yourself. And I love using the Mega Moisture Duo. It makes my skin so glowy. It's like super hydrating, firming, smells amazing. When I give my kids a hug after a bath, they're like, oh, you smell so good. It is my absolute favorite gift and such a great gift for Mother's Day.
Yes. Folding in self-care is a moment to practice mindfulness, it's self-love, it's compassion. And we all know if you run your battery flat, it's harder to recharge. A consistent body care routine promotes healthy, glowing skin and also supports your mental health.
Treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOTHERDAYS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code MOTHERDAYS for 10% off. Well, my mom, I have one more, is that my mom had this other dog, Spanky, and anytime I would bring anybody around, so like Eric multiple times came to my parents' house, and as soon as the door would open, my mom would have to run through the house saying like, and she didn't do this the first time. So the first time she like comes forward and goes to give him a hug. And then the dog bites Eric in like the, on the leg.
What?
And then afterwards she'd be like, oh, you can't hug me. Cause he's like really protective. And we're like, maybe let somebody know. Like, we didn't know we were going to get bit. So I was like, oh gosh, they really like don't like my boyfriends or like whatever. The dog bit me too. Like if I went to hug my mom, the dog would like nip me and then I'd have this like bruise on the middle. So like
kind of like
between the legs, like not on my vagina, but like on my leg, like upper thigh.
Oh my God.
On my upper thigh. And I'd be like, oh my God, it's baby.
What the hell?
I know. But so many of her dogs, I don't know if it's because she like takes in the strays,
they get so
but
meshed.
Like they're so like aggressive and like crazy. You know, her house, if any bell goes off,
she's got rejects.
Like four dogs being crazy in the back. Well, you heard it. We did the podcast with her.
Oh my God, that's
and
right.
I was like, Mom, here's the thing. It's like you could do our podcast, but you have to figure out a way to shut those dogs up because they all bark like crazy.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And so that's my trauma, is that I can't handle loud barking dogs because
yes.
I'm like,
oh no, I'm not okay with it. I'm not
and
okay
I'm
with it.
I'm scared of getting bit.
So people were asking me on the Mother Days, like I posted this photo of me and Paris Hilton.
Oh, yes.
I suddenly got all these like DMs from people who are obsessed with her. I'm like, oh my God, how do you know her? And it was like, everyone's like, well, you got to tell us like what a party like that is like. And anyway, I met Paris at Sears baby shower. And I used to hang out with her when I first got to Hollywood, and I used mm-hmm. to go to her big parties, and she like had a house at Malibu, and I would always go, and it was at the height of the simple life. Like it was like
wow.
right then when it was like, that's hot. Everyone was about her. And I remember being so starstruck when I was 18. I brought a friend from Adelaide who was unbelievably obsessed with her. And she would like shake, cry at these parties. And I was like, okay, I can't bring you to them. Like, I'm actually just not going to bring you to them because you're so insane. And the funniest thing is that I met Paris's husband, Carter. Carter and his brother, Courtney, used to own this company called Vive Vodka. And they were two of my first friends in LA.
Oh
so
my
I
gosh.
Didn't know anyone in LA, but I'd always hang out with Carter and Courtney.
That's
so
crazy.
I hung out with them for maybe like 2 years at the, you know, the very early years in LA. And that was like crazy. And I'd go to those clubs at Like Do.
Yes.
Do you remember Like Do and like all those like fun clubs?
Not really. I didn't go out much. Shocker to all the daisies. I went out to, I think Hyde was one of them.
Hyde, yes. I used to love Hyde.
I went there. I think I've gone there twice.
I saw Ryan Phillippe there, like when I first, and I was like, oh my God, cruel
there
intentions.
There was some other big one where I saw like Jesse Biel there and I was like, ooh, this place is crazy. But that, I think that's it. Like, otherwise I went to like a few like dive bars and mostly went out when I was in Chicago, but I was not a big going out person.
I like to go to the
Library Ale House in Santa Monica. It was like a pub. I liked pubs.
I'd say you're cool though. That's kind of cooler. I went like to the club. Like I got to LA and I was like, I'm out. I was going to the Roosevelt Bar, which was like such a thing. And I was just always on a mission to like find hot celebrities, take their photos and post them on Facebook. So I could be like, oh, hang out with these like cool hot celebrities. Whoa. Or like hook up with them. That would be the other thing. Like I don't have to have sex with them. I just want to make out with them. I remember seeing Ryan Phillippe and be like, I've never seen someone so hot in my life. And this like, song, you know, that
yes,
young
yes.
folks that was playing, and it was like slow motion, and I saw Ryan Phillippe through the crowd, and that was on. So every time I hear that song, I just picture Ryan Phillippe like turning around and I was like, it's Sebastian from Cruel Intentions.
Slim movie.
Anyway, so this was a blast from the past. I rock up at Sears. I don't know anyone because it was only girls allowed. And I was like, okay. So I know a few of Sears' best friends, like including Kathy Griffin, who like we've been hanging out with like in Sydney, and she's one of Sears' really good friends. Anyway,
Very
so I'm
funny.
Kind of like, ooh, I don't really know anyone. And And Paris walks in and I was like, oh my God, she just had a baby. And I knew that she follows us. And so I was like, went to introduce myself. I was like, hi, I'm Teresa. And she was like, Tez, remembered me from back in the day, follows us, like follows our family, like knows that I do the podcast with you.
Oh my gosh.
Was so divine. I actually spent the whole like baby shower sitting next to her. We were just like eating food and laughing and she was explaining to me what sliving is.
Cause what I was like, it? I saw your thing and I was like, what sliving? I thought it was sliving.
I thought it was sliving. So I kept, she was like, you're a sliving mom. And I was like, what is a sliving mom? And she's like, it made it up. And I'm like, wait, but what is it? So it's slay living. Oh, mom. Okay. So instead of like winning, you're like slipping, you're slay living.
Okay.
And
okay.
I could not help but laugh about this. Like I just thought it was so funny and I was kind of giving her a little bit of shit and whatever. Turns out she obviously quite appreciates that. And like, was like, hey, I'm having this birthday party next weekend. It's so nice to reconnect. We talked about parenting and how she's got two little babies. And so she invited Mark and I to her birthday party. And we had another friend's birthday party first, like someone who we're really close with, one of my best friends, Christy. And like we were being such grandma and grandpas. Like we finished Christie's at like 10 and we were so tired. And Paris's party started at 7:30 that we're like, oh, can we even be bothered going? And then Mark's like, we can't not go because this will be such an experience. Like, we should go. And I was like, all right, we should go. We rock up. It is the most out of the world, like, thing you've ever seen. Like, the marquee and the pink Bentley and the, like,
oh my
all these
God.
Incredible people that you only see in magazines and, like, the music is pumping and then there's, like, Meg the Stallion rapping, like, yo, yo,
what?
Yo. Like, she's at the front rapping and I'm just like, oh, my God. And then Sia is singing Happy Birthday and there's all these incredible people that, like, I'm obsessed with there. And I was such a loser, like dancing on the dance floor, being like, I'm having the best night of my life. Like it was, and there's this ball crawl. And then there was all these in like Heidi Klum's in the ball crawl, like throwing balls up and everyone's just like dancing in this ball crawl. And the music is like off the chain.
Of course, she's a DJ, right?
She's a DJ.
Yeah.
Music. I literally felt like I was back in the club and I was like, oh my God, Mama Five, like really going for it. And so many like funny, weird, wild things happened. And then eventually I was like, okay, I'm really tired. It's like 12, it's midnight. Let's go home. But we hadn't said hi to Paris yet because, I mean, there actually weren't that many people there. There was maybe like 70 or 80 people there.
Yeah.
And like the fact that we even got invited was so sweet. But I was like, oh, Mark. And she told me to bring Mark. She knew all about Mark and our kids.
Yeah.
And,
cute.
And so we walked over and she was looking like $1 million, like unbelievably gorgeous. And I was like, hi, Paris. Like, thank you for inviting us. Like, Mark, you know, here's Mark. And she was like, you guys, your family, it's like, it's a dream. It's like a fairy tale. She was so unbelievably sweet, was just, and so genuine. And it's so interesting because Mark was like really taken aback by her warmth and her genuine like sweetness and like how she really saw us and she took us to the side to talk about our family and showed us videos of her little son. And I was like, oh, it's so interesting. Like when you're an outsider and you look at these extremely famous sort of iconic people,
right?
In this situation, like there is the character of who she is and who we think she is. But then the actual real side that I've really connected with is like just like anyone else. Like the way she talks about her family and the way like she loves her son and is showing videos of her kids to me and just like getting tears in her eyes, talking about motherhood and then appreciating like mother to mother. We're having these real conversations among this like insane backdrop of this party.
It was like crazy Hollywood party.
It was, yeah. And it was like, but it was such a lovely reminder of just like the humanness that exists within everyone, like no matter what they look like, the pedestal that we put them on, like you strip that all away. And like, we just had this really beautiful, like genuine connection. And like Mark was like, I really love her. Like she's really special.
Aww. And
yeah, so it was really cool. It was such a good experience. But yeah, I've been having lots of kind of weird while, like between the Oscars parties the week before and then that. It's just so funny.
Look at your like Instagram over the last couple of weeks and I was like, Jesus, like girlfriend is out, like partying. I'm like, you must be so tired because I know what you do during the day. I know how much you drive.
So over. And then now, you know, I'm like cleaning up like dog shit and wiping bums and like,
I just can't. I need dog a photo massages. Of you with the sprayer, the earphones, the phone in the tits. And I need a photo of this.
There will be many photos shared.
We need a picture. Sure.
It's just so funny, like the different areas of life. Like you could be doing that 1 minute and then the next you're literally like wiping up splattered diarrhea off of walls and grass and clothes. Like, oh, yesterday I caught his diarrhea. I was putting his nappy on. I was just, or diaper. I was literally putting it on. And as I was going underneath, diarrhea just started pouring out of his ass. And I cupped it in my hand.
I can't.
I just, because it was better than it going on the grass, Mark seeing that it was on the grass.
I have to say that I might be more Mark than you. Mark, oh my gotta God. Say, I feel like I'm probably more to your side when it comes to this stuff.
Oh my God. Like a cupping in the head.
I can't. I'm going to throw up right now. I can't handle that.
Anyway. Lovely.
Oh my God. Well, Daisies, thanks for joining us for another just crazy tales and stories and all the things. We love you guys. And as always, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye, Daisies.
Bye-bye. Woo-woo.